Aircheckdownloads.com.
But I just want to say a few words now before I duck out. That is for the team and all those who've produced and worked on the shows over the years. I start naming names and I forget people, so forgive me. But Claire, Tim, Steve, Kate, Carl, Bob, Christine, Jill, Eilish, Jamie, Andy, Leo, the news and features team, and of course, Emily, Dale, John and James. Honestly, the best team you could hope to meet. With the possible exception, of course, of Kieran McKenna's Ipswich Town. Now, do you know, I've loved this job. I fell into radio presenting, really. I didn't mean to do it. I was a reporter in our Grimsby office back in 1995 when the boss at the time rang and asked me to stand in on Saturday breakfast that weekend. And he said, and I quote, "I've asked everyone," he said, "we're desperate." And I'm just glad that the BBC has continued to be desperate, frankly, these past 27, 28 years. My first show that I did was Saturday Breakfast, then followed 15 years on the weekday breakfast show, many of those with my dear friend Lara. And along the way, I presented Sunday Brunch. Then I came off that to have, frankly, the best fun that I think I've ever had, you can never have on the radio. Absolutely clueless with the incredibly talented Lucy Clark, who I think should be on the radio every day. Wonderful. Then over 10 years on this show, which actually over the years just seemed to get longer and longer. Presenting has taken me some incredible places. Up the Tower of the Humber Bridge, we did a live show from there. On North Sea ferries, Holland, Germany, Singapore, with the late Harry Clark, wonderful memories, even Grimsby Docks. I have been so lucky and so honoured to do this all these years. It's more than a job. Now, look, I'm not necessarily leaving this wonderful radio station. I'm just coming off air. Thanks to the local management here, Derek and Rob, I'm talking about a possible new role behind the scenes as news team manager. I'm just going to take a couple of weeks off after today. Going to do some shifts as our current news editor. So you might see or hear from me. That's not a threat. Now, do you know, you always know, as a radio presenter, that one day you'll do your last show. Do you know, that's fine. Things change, schedules change. I have to be honest, I didn't think it would be like this. And look, a lot has been said, a lot has been written about the BBC local radio changes. And I've made my views known inside this organisation, and I may well continue to do so. But I will do it inside this organisation, not in front of this microphone. But the main thank you now is to you. Yes, you. No, you. The listener. The late, great Terry Wogan was once asked, "How many listeners do you have, Terry?" And he replied, "Just one, dear boy. Just one." Do you know, he was right. Radio is about friendship. It's about companionship. And I want to thank you for all your friendship and companionship wherever you listen, in your kitchen, your car, your garden shed, halfway up a ladder. Do you know, thanks for the texts, the emails, the calls, the laughs, even the complaints. And yes, we've had a few. Keep in touch, and I'm sure our paths will cross again. That isn't a threat. I may see you out and about, on the bus, in the street, in a pub. That's the beauty of local radio, because we're with you. We live with you. And, do you know, if I see you in a pub, I actually quite like a pale ale. Do say hello. Richard Stead is in this very chair from Monday. Look after him. He's a good man, and I know he'll look after you. But look after yourselves. Now, I will leave you for the last word, not with this Andy, but with another Andy. And those of you who know me know which Andy this is going to be. It is the legend that is Andy Williams. It's My Happy Heart You Hear, singing loud and singing clear. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye. And take care.
Aircheckdownloads.com.